Hello, could I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for Dr. Keith Cantor.
You found him.
Hi, it's Phil Martino from 680 News in Toronto. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Wondering if you have a few minutes to talk about holiday eating?
I sure do.
Okay, excellent. All right. So, actually, did I pronounce your name correctly?
It's Dr. Keith Cantor, K-A-N-T-O-R.
Cantor, okay. Let's start with, okay, so it's, you know, tis the season for a lot of holiday eating and drinking and that kind of thing. I know you have there's a stat when it comes to weight gain around this time of year. What does the average person put on around this time of year?
Well, the average person puts on during the holiday season, which I think starts at Halloween, not Thanksgiving actually, but puts on 7 pounds. It's called weight creep. And the problem is that we put on 7 pounds, but the average person, through working out and being diligent, only loses 4 to 5 pounds. So they keep gaining 2 to 3 pounds a year, which, you know, for 1 year doesn't matter, or when you're real young and lucky enough to be trying to gain weight, it doesn't matter. But as you're middle age or older, you know, it's the weight creeps up on you. And over 5 years, you gain 10 to 15 pounds, which now that is a burden and putting extra stress on your heart and your joints and things of that nature.
Okay, so I mean, there are a lot of people have to go to holiday parties. What's your advice? If you're heading to a holiday party, what's your advice so that you're not, you know, there's not excessive eating and excessive drinking?
Okay, well, first of all, we were all raised a certain way, both in the United States and in Canada. And if you're going to go to Grandma's house or Aunt Mary's house, you know, you better eat everything. That's how we were taught by our parents. It's not that much different now. No, for our children. So if you're going to a holiday party with relatives or friends, that's how we were taught. And we have to change that rule. So assuming that it's an evening party, what you have to do is have a regular, healthy, well, hopefully healthy, normal breakfast and lunch. This way, when you walk into the home, you're not starving to death. And you're not famished. You know, you walk in there and you eat everything that's not moving. And that's what a lot of us do. They say, no, we're going to such and such place. Don't eat anything today. You know, save it all up so, you know, we make Grandma happy. And that's not a good thing to do ever, and we all do it. So that's the first rule, is I would have a regular, healthy breakfast and lunch, assuming it's an evening party, which a lot of them tend to be. That's rule number one. Rule number two is you're supposed to drink 1/2 of your body weight in ounces of water per day. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you're supposed to drink 150 ounces of, 75 ounces of water per day. That's very important all the time. It's very healthy for you. It makes everything move smoothly through the body, but especially around the holidays when we tend to overeat and overdrink, it's very important to drink the right amount of water and be hydrated for several reasons. One reason is it's hard for us to tell sometimes whether we're thirsty or hungry, you know, for a human to tell that. So if we may be thirsty and we think we're hungry and we eat more, or vice versa, it usually goes against us in it. When we're thirsty, we think we're hungry. So if you drink enough water, you know, the proper amount, it, besides being good for you, it also helps fill you up. So you'll tend to eat less. And then a rule that I tell people to do, if they're going to partake in alcohol during the holidays, which a lot of people do, and if you tell them not to, and they're not an alcoholic, they're not going to listen to you. So it's very important to drink a glass of water before and after every drink. So if you're drinking beer or drinking wine, make sure you have a glass of water before and after every drink. That'll fill you up, maybe even bloat you a little bit, but you definitely won't want to drink as much. And again, it's healthy for you.
Make sure you have your breakfast and your lunch. Make sure you drink lots of water. Anything else?
Yes. If you normally work out, what we tend to do during the holidays is skip it because, you know, our timing's off or we're off of work or the party's late, we work out when we come home, or we don't want to get up that early in the morning because we're used to working out before we go to work. Don't skip your workout. Work out. And if you don't work out, it's a good time to start, even if it's just a walk, and take a walk for, you know, as long as you could comfortably do it for a half hour or so. Because what that does is it burns calories, but it also raises your metabolism. It's called your basal metabolism. So when you're eating, you won't, you'll burn the calories a little easier because your metabolism will be a little higher. So that's important also to maintain your workout schedule. And what you could do, especially if you're going, you know, to relatives or friends that you don't see that often, go for a walk after dinner.
Okay.
You know, for 20 minutes or so, you know, depending on the weather, of course.
Okay, and now what if, you know, you're at a party, you do want to try, your favorite thing is, I don't know, carrot cake, and you really do want to try it. Do you have any advice?
Yes, see, and this comes from being a Marine. This has nothing to do with being a doctor of nutritional science. Scout out the place before you go. In other words, most people have the food all laid out already. What's it called? Not a smorgasbord.
A buffet.
Yeah, a buffet. So go and look at the buffet before you go there, because what we tend to do is, well, I have to try a little bit of everything. No, you don't. Pick your favorite things. There's certain things that you like, and there's certain things that you don't really care for. So try to fill up your plate with as much protein as you can, because that takes longer to metabolize, and it's less fatty, you know, less calories. Stay away as much as you can from the sauces and the gravies, because that's what contains a lot of the calories. And if you have your favorite desserts, even if it's more than one, there's nothing wrong with it. But let's say you have three desserts. Have all three, but just take a third of a piece of each one, so this way you had a taste of everything. That's why I say scout the buffet before you go there, so you could have all your favorites. Just take a little less of everything, so your overall consumption won't be much higher than what it normally is. And then if you could go for a walk afterwards, especially if you don't normally do that, that'll burn some calories. And then just do the other rules.
Perfect. You know what I do? This is my tip. If I know what it tastes like, I don't need to taste it again. So if you want to share that with your patients and whoever, that's what I do.
Well, you have to remember, what I do is, you know, I work with the addiction clinics and the rehabilitation clinics. So what I tell them to do is, you know, I make up menus that don't activate the opiate receptors. But for overeating or over drinking, it works the same way. So I keep them away from foods like sugar and gluten and dairy, which tend to have a lot of calories, obviously, and real simple carbohydrates. So my menus don't have any of that in it. Now, the reason I do it is because it activates the opiate receptors, which gives us urges and makes us have drugs or alcohol, etc. But it's the same thing for food. If you stay away from those things, those happen to be the foods that give you urges to have more food. So if you stay away from those are the high calorie type foods anyhow. So it works hand in hand, especially if you have diabetes, which I think for both our countries is a big problem.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Oh, thanks a lot for having me. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.